I was always into repeating digits, Wozniak said. The phone number for my dial-a-joke service was 255-6666. Neither of them knew that in the Book of Revelation, 666 symbolized the number of the beast, but they soon were faced with complaints, especially after 666 was featured in that year's hit movie, The Omen. In 2010, one of the original Apple I computers was sold at auction by Christie's for $213,000. The first feature story on the new machine appeared in the July 1976 issue of Interface, a now-defunct hobbyist magazine. Jobs and friends were still making them by hand in his house, but the article referred to him as the director of marketing and a former private consultant to Atari. It made Apple sound like a real company. Steve communicates with many of the computer clubs to keep his finger on the heartbeat of this young industry, the article reported, and it quoted him explaining, "If we can rap about their needs, feelings, and motivations, we can respond appropriately by giving them what they want." By this time, they had other competitors, in addition to the Altair, most notably the IMSAI 8080 and Processor Technology Corporation's SOL 20. The latter was designed by Lee Felsenstein and Gordon French of the Homebrew Computer Club. They all had the chance to go on display during Labor Day weekend of 1976 at the first annual Personal Computer Festival held in a tired hotel on the decaying boardwalk of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Jobs and Wozniak took a TWA flight to Philadelphia, cradling one cigar box with the Apple I and another with the prototype for the successor that Woz was working on. Sitting in the row behind them was Felsenstein, who looked at the Apple I and pronounced it thoroughly unimpressive. Wozniak was unnerved by the conversation in the row behind him. "We could hear them talking in advanced business talk," he recalled, "using business-like acronyms we'd never heard before." Wozniak spent most of his time in their hotel room tweaking his new prototype. He was too shy to stand at the card table that Apple had been assigned near the back of the exhibition hall. Daniel Kottke had taken the train down from Manhattan, where he was now attending Columbia, and he manned the table while Jobs walked the floor to inspect the competition. What he saw did not impress him. Wozniak, he felt reassured, was the best circuit engineer, and the Apple I, and surely its successor, could beat the competition in terms of functionality. However, the SOL 20 was better looking. It had a sleek metal case, a keyboard, a power supply, and cables. It looked like it had been produced by grown-ups. The Apple I, on the other hand, appeared as scruffy as its creator.